311.
Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of the 311 radio show, aired every Sunday afternoon here on this station, VOB 92.9 FM. Good afternoon to the VOB listeners. And I am Fire and Life Safety Officer Jason Collins, and I'm flying solo this afternoon. That's correct. I'm doing the radio show solo this afternoon. I want to say a good afternoon to the leading fire officer, Andrew Taylor, and Natasha Ford. They would have both been not with us last week. They would have been otherwise engaged for the week. So I am basically doing solo this afternoon. Now, this afternoon, I have kind of a mixed bag I want to talk about. It is a bit of everything for everyone, so to speak. You know, in the fire service, we, with the 311 show, we try to keep you up to date, the listeners up to date as to the goings on within the department, among other things, safety tips, et cetera, you know, the stuff that we deal with on a weekly basis. So this afternoon, I want to start actually on a fairly good note in terms of thank yous and so on. I want to say a special good afternoon to Mr. Noel Husbands. That's correct, Mr. Noel Husbands. Now, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I cannot recall exactly, but a few weeks ago, I was asked to come and collect an envelope from the Starcom network, which I did. And on opening the envelope, I noticed a four-page letter, so to speak, with the first page pretty much complimenting the work of Natasha Ford and Crystal J in the earlier times for the wonderful work that they have done with the 311 radio show. And he also did say, in his words, what he said they wore big boots, no pun intended, but you are filling them quite nicely. And, you know, he went on to say a bit about himself. He said he is actually a three-time round the island walker, Mr. Noel Husbands. He said he listens to the program every week. He's a former, you know, walking champ, as he said. And I guess some of you who follow the sport of walking would be well aware of who I'm speaking about. And you know, so he just gave me a little bit about himself. He was a walk champion. He would have done a lot of, he would have walked around the island at least three times and so on. He would have represented Barbados overseas and that kind of stuff. And you know, kudos to him for that, because that in itself is a great and a wonderful achievement. And we salute you, sir, because sometimes persons like yourself, you know, you, after the glory years, no one remembers you, and we salute you in that regard. Now, he did go on to, because I said it was a four-page letter, but three out of those four pages, the first page would have been introducing who he is, and he listens to the program, and he likes what we do, and so on. But the other three pages were a poem that he wrote, and the name of the poem was Fire Officers. Now, because of the constraints of time, it's a fairly lengthy poem, so I will not read it at this time. But what I wanted to say, I want to highlight Mr. Husbands for the time it took to put it together and the thought that he put into it, because it definitely had some really nice points in terms of the sacrifices fire officers make and so on. And I want to say to the listeners that it wasn't for me, it wasn't for Natasha, but it was for the entire fire service, because he did mention all of the aspects of what we do as firefighters. As he said, the sacrifices we make, the way we risk our lives, the stuff, you see the big trucks on the road, how the guys, you see how they are tired, like how they wear the uniform, all of those things he mentioned in the poem. It's quite a nice gesture from Mr. Husbands, and I just wanted to publicly thank him. I'm sure he's listening, because he says he listens to the program every Sunday afternoon. So, Mr. Noel Husbands, on behalf of the Barbados Fire Service, I want to publicly say thank you for such a kind gesture. And it's moments like those, sometimes, you know, you go on day to day, and sometimes you think that your work goes unnoticed, but there are persons out there who are, you know, admiring, as one of the words in his poem about admiring. He truly admires the work and so on that we do. And, you know, there are persons out there who are admiring and who are really paying attention to the work that be put in as a department. And to Mr. Husbands, I want to say a big thank you for your kind gesture in terms of, your taking time out to write the letter. And it was handwritten, and that says a lot, because in an age of technology when everybody does everything the quicker way, Mr. Husbands, you did a handwritten letter, and I appreciate every sentiment that was said within that letter, sir. Continue to listen to the show, and we thank you for your listenership and your support in what we do here at the Barbados Fire Service. So thank you once again from the bottom of my heart and on behalf of the entire Barbados Fire Service. Right, so we have made our introductions and so on, and we are thank yous. And I just want to get into what I don't even know to say the main topic, because I don't really have a main topic today. As I said, it's going to be a mixed bag of a number of little things I wanted to touch on. We are into our crop over season. As a matter of fact, crop over is going to be normally we say culminated. It would climax tomorrow, being it Kadoomat Day, but we have Soak on the Hill for those who are interested in that side of things, which is on the Tuesday as well. We're actually having two public holidays this time. One tomorrow being the 1st of August, and the other one on Tuesday, as I said, the day immediately after. So, some of us would have the privilege of having two, as we like to say, a long weekend and so on. And with crop over in full swing, I'm pretty sure a number of you are enjoying the festivities and so on and so forth. And I hope that you're continuing to do so in the safest possible manner. We are still in a COVID environment, and it is what it is. But we still, as a people, like to enjoy our national festival. And I just hope that you guys are out there enjoying in the safest possible manner. Now, also because it is summer, at this time of the year, for those of you who follow the exploits of the Barbados Fire Service would know that we host the Fire Cadet program, which is an annual program. Now, this year we had a cohort in April during the Easter vacation. But as per usual, we have continued into the summer with our normal summer cohort, which would have started about a week ago, if my memory serves me correctly. Now, I don't have anyone from the cadet program who's working with the program to basically come and give any input at this point, because they are pretty stretched at the moment. I myself, I'm not part of it this year physically because of limitations and, not able to facilitate doing that and my usual assignments. So unfortunately, I'm not a part of it in a way which I usually am. But Mr. Brooms, sub officer Adrian Brooms, and I know Fire Officer Kevin Sobers and a few others, Fire Officer Renico Hart, he's also working with the program. And all of the guys at the Barbados Fire Academy over at the Archibald Fire Station are doing, those who are working with that program are doing a wonderful job in terms of, keeping those youngsters in check and getting them to the level that they want them to be by the end of the program. So I just want to mention that the guys have started that program this year for the summer period, and it is going fairly well thus far. Now, when speaking of summer and things to do, and we're talking about youth, obviously in this instance, we are also into the, or what we call is the summer vacation for our nation's children. And it dawned on me that with that being the case, there's going to be the need for something for these children to do. Now, for those of you who have not been fortunate to get your children into the Fire Cadet program or into the, I think the Barbados Defense Force also had a camp that they were advertising. I do recall seeing that advertised as well. And there are a number of other usual summer camps and summer programs that go on throughout the country. I know everyone will not be fortunate or may not be in a position to, get their children enrolled in one of these programs. However, in the absence of that, I still thought it was important that I, shed some light in terms of making sure that you find activities for the children to do. Basically, keep them constructive. Don't leave them idle hands, because you know what they say about idle hands. They say the devil finds work for idle hands. And we don't want, as I always say on during the vacation period, we want that all of the children who came out of school, whatever respective schools, that they go back to their respective schools, or for those who obviously would have sat the common entrance exam, to enter your new school proudly come, I think it is September 19th. I'm subject to correction as it relates to the date exactly, 16th or 19th or something like that. But I just, would like to see every one of the nation's children back to school in one piece. So, I just thought that it would be something I should speak about here today in terms of finding little activities and being vigilant. For example, parents to be vigilant. Just want to encourage parents to be vigilant out there as it relate to their children. I know all parents will not have the luxury of being able to monitor your children throughout the day. For some persons will be working, of course, and they may have to have someone keep the children, babysitters or whatever. I don't know. We don't tend to use the word babysitter much in Barbados, but basically that is it. So you may have to have a babysitter. Just want to encourage you, have somebody responsible to look after your children, especially if they're very young, because it's important. If you're going to have the bigger children looking after the little ones, you make sure that the bigger children are understanding enough and responsible enough, because sometimes we tend to link age with responsibility, and that is not necessarily the case. There are some children who may be 12, 13 years old, and you may say, oh, they're responsible teenagers, and they might very well not be. So, I just want to remind and encourage parents that during the summer period to make sure that you have somebody responsible to look after your children. You make sure that you find activities, because we don't seem to find activities like we used to one time. In the advent of technology, there's always a tablet, there's always the cell phone, the laptop or so on. And most of our children are engaged by one of those devices in these times. When I was growing up, we did a lot more outdoor activities. There was a lot of cricket. In this summer vacation, I would usually get very dark playing cricket, and my parents and my aunt would be able to attest to this, because that was the time I was mostly, I was at my busiest. It was cricket from the beginning of the summer vacation to the end of it, for some others it might be other things. I just want to encourage you to find like those activities. If your children are into any sports, see if you can get them into one of the sports camps. If the well, with cricket, if there's any cricket that they can play or something that they can do to occupy the time, find activities. There's YouTube now where you can go and you can basically learn a lot of nice skills, craft skills, learn to make some things and get creative in a positive way, so that you're not just home, idle, and then find yourself doing things that you really should not be involved in. One of the things that sometimes we try not to touch on, but it is important to do so, going to the beach. I know we as Barbadians, we love the sea. Children love the sea naturally, most of them. But I want to encourage you that if you're going to be If you, well, you the parent, if the parents are going to be allowing the children to go to the beach, please make sure that they're going to the beach with someone who's responsible, preferably an adult. Or if you can, best case would be for you as a parent to make sure that you're there with those children when they're going to the beach. I always say, oh, this body can swim and the next body can swim. And I always say to people, 9 out of 10 times, the persons who can swim are the ones who drown first. Because they're going to take chances that the guy who's terrified for the water is not going to take. So, all of these little things, I thought it would have been nice to have, give a basic reminder to persons about these kind of things. If they're going to be going, because the beach is one of the things that unfortunately we've lost a couple of our youngsters to over the years, especially during vacation period. And I really, really want to encourage you that if they must go to the beach, and it can't, and you, the parent, can't be with them, make sure that the person that you're sending them with, or that you're allowing them to go to the beach with, is a responsible adult. As I said, you can find a lot of artistic things and creative things to do online on via YouTube and so on, that you can basically sit down home and teach children to be creative, because I think that's one of the things that we have to continue to encourage, creativity among our young people. So those are just some of the little things I thought I would share in terms of as you're, home during the vacation period, as the children are home during the vacation period. Basically some reminders for the parents merely. Now for the little ones, and when I say little ones, little ones can be taken into different, depending on how young or old the children are. Because when I see a little one, a child at 15 or 16 may think, I'm no longer a little one. But you are still in the grand scheme of things. But I'm appealing to all children, not just the little ones as in the nursery schools, but even those who are in secondary school up to age 16 or whatever the case may be. I just want to, remind you, the older ones, obviously, that are home will be doing some of the cooking and using the stove. I just want to remind you, when you're going to use the stove, make sure at the end of whatever you're doing that you turn off the stove, you turn off the burner, and you turn off the gas main itself. Obviously, some of you are going to be going out and going to town and going to one or two probably of the crop up events. You're old enough that you'll be pressing your clothes to do so. Remind you to unplug that iron when you're finished. Don't get complacent. I know we are on vacation. We are in vacation mode. It's happy time. It's summer. Everybody want to have a great summer. And I want all of you to have a great summer, but I also want that you be safe and that everybody leaves the summer and comes back in, to the goes back into the goes goes into September and the remaining months of the year happy and with all of their possessions and their lives, most importantly. Because we don't only speak of fire safety in the Barbados Fire Service, but you would always hear me and the other my other colleagues talk about fire and life safety. Because not only is fire safety important, but life safety is also extremely important. So I just wanted to, touch on those things as we go through the summer period and this vacation period for a lot of our nation's children. For the smaller ones, obviously, I would obviously like the adults to understand. I think but it's always good to have a reminder for those little ones. Make sure that if you're going to leave home, you shouldn't have little ones left unattended at home by themselves. But I mean, let us be realistic. I know in some cases, some people take chances and leave children unattended in some cases. Sometimes children who should not be left alone. But if that has to happen, which I'm hoping it is not happening, but if for whatever reason that happens to be the case in any case and that can hear my voice, I will let you to know that make sure that anything that could be a danger to your children or the household in terms of matches, lighters, those things, make sure that you keep them away from children. Oftentimes children will do things when parents are not watching or when parents are not there. They will see the opportunity to go and experiment. And sometimes it can be to their detriment. It can be to the detriment of the entire family and the house. You can lose all of your possessions and so on. So I just want to remind the parents as well that that's also another aspect to be aware of, that when you're not going to be home, even if you're leaving what you may consider to be responsible teenagers with the little ones, keep certain things out of their reach still, just to be sure. I think I would have touched on basically all the things I want to touch in terms of summer vacation and safety and fire and life safety relating to the summer vacation on our little ones. What I want to do as today being Sunday, the last day of July, you know that tomorrow is our what we call Kaduma Day, the grand finale, so to speak. I did mention earlier in the program that it's not necessarily our grand finale this year because we also have the Soca on the Hill for those who would be interested on the following day, which is Tuesday. So I just wanted to a couple of reminders, in terms of again safety, because in this period of crop over, sometimes we get a little excited and sometimes we forget the basics, even though we would hear them here over and over. But I just like to give a gentle reminder to people to keep them on their toes as we go into the last 2 or 3 days, let's say the last 3 days of our annual crop over festival. Now tonight would be Soccer Action, which is one of the shows as well that form a part of our crop over this season. So I know a lot of you are going to be out there. I know a lot of you have had a fairly long and a fairly terror weekend so far. So please, drivers, be mindful, be very careful out there, drive carefully and safely. One of the things I like to say is that, you know what? Let us all give you a little more. Everyone is always in such of a hurry, and there's so much road rage, so to speak. I just want to encourage everyone that if everyone decides, let me give away a little more, we will have a lot safer roads as we traverse for the final couple of days of our crop over season. As I said, persons are going to be out tonight. Soccer Action is on. Tomorrow is a big day, Kaduma Day, Soccer on the Hill the following day on Tuesday. I want to encourage you to be very careful, and so on your driving. Not only are you driving though, because apart from the driving aspect of it, I know, and I think all of us know, it's not a secret that copious amounts of alcohol will be consumed within these events and in this crop over environment. I just want to remind persons though that you must have a designated driver. Let's put it that way. Have a designated driver. It is all well and good to go and have a blast, but then you want to be able to get home, not only yourself, but those other persons who might be in the same vehicle safely. One body, at least in that car, in that vehicle, should be your designated driver who will not be consuming alcohol. We keep hearing it over the years, but it is not a safe practice to be consuming alcohol and then expecting, think, oh, I'm good. Some people say the vehicle know it via home and that kind of thing. Every day, I always hear one of my officers say, every day that something does not happen is a step closer to the day that it will. And because you might have done it for how many ever crop overs before, or how many ever events before, does not mean that it is safe to continue to be driving under the influence of alcohol. So I want to encourage you as a plead, basically, as best I can. For you to know that for those of you who are going to the event, have a designated driver. Do not be drinking under the influence of alcohol. It is an unsafe practice. I can say it to you from my years in the Barbados Fire Service. I have seen some gruesome sights at the hands of vehicular accidents. Not all would have been alcohol related, but I'm very sure that some might have been. And the reality about it is, whether it is alcohol related or otherwise, an accident is not anything pleasant for anyone, especially those involved, the victims. Some persons have long-term suffering because of a mistake or carelessness of somebody. So let us try to make this crop over, the culmination of this crop over, make it a safe, peaceful, and all I will say to you is be aware out there. Be aware. Don't take anything for granted. Be aware of your surroundings, all of these things. I mean, yes, some of this may be going over, spilling into the Barbados Police Force line in terms of safety and in terms of that kind of stuff. But I think, we all work hand in hand at whether it be at events or at incidents. And it is always important to get that message out there, for persons to understand the importance of safety. Because when things go wrong for you at your end, it means that us in the emergency services have to work harder and have to, basically correct or try to help now after things have gone sour on your end. So we want that you have a safe and wonderful remainder of crop over. To the vendors, some of my colleagues would have said to me that would have worked at a couple of the events that would have passed, that there are still some vendors who would have had fire extinguishers that needed to be serviced. Now, I would have mentioned at one of the vendors meetings that the importance of not only having a fire extinguisher, but a working fire extinguisher. And I explained a working fire extinguisher as one that has been serviced within the last year. And I want to remind persons that fire extinguishers are to be serviced at least once a year. I repeat, fire extinguishers have to be serviced at least once a year. So I just want to remind persons of that. And those of you who are going to be selling, doing vending, whether it be tonight at Soul Convention, tomorrow, Kaduma Day, Soak on the Hill, and the remaining Cropover events, please be mindful of that. And as long as a fire also comes to your stall and you're operating an open flame and you do not have the you do not have a fire extinguisher or you do not have an extinguisher that is serviced, the fire service has the power to stop you from selling, from using open flame immediately. You would be able to sell off what you have already prepared, but you would no longer be able to light your stove or whatever have you, or grill or whatever the case may be, in terms of to continue doing your selling. So please be mindful of that and have your extinguisher service. Make sure it is working. Don't forget your extinguisher. The same way you don't forget the products that you're selling. Make sure that you pack your fire extinguisher as part of your part and parcel of your belongings as you move, as you make your way to the various sites and events doing your selling. Just wanted to remind persons of that. Even those who are operating the popcorn machines and the cotton candy machines and those machines that are electrically operated, I did also say to you that it is important that you have at least a carbon dioxide or CO2, as we call them, fire extinguisher as well, because fire can also be caused by your electrical components as well. So just some gentle reminders, and I hope that everybody continues to have a wonderful weekend, a very long weekend, and it's going to be a lot happening. A lot has happened before, and there's still a lot more to happen within the next couple of days. So I want to just remind everybody, whatever you do, make sure that your next few days are very eventful, but in a good way, in a fun and happy way, and that everybody is safe. And for those little ones who are home on vacation, just want to remind you to have a continue to have a safe and a wonderful summer vacation. And to all of you out there who, the listeners of this 311 radio show who listen religiously every weekend, I just want to say thanks again. Thanks, thanks. We can't say thank you enough. Continue to do so. We really appreciate each and every one of you. And, we hope that the show continues to go from strength to strength. For those of you who might have missed any of today's program, even if you have not missed it, but you want to, listen to it again. In the future, you can go on the VOB's podcast, which is www.vob929.com, www.vob929.com, and you can listen to the podcast. If you care to watch, you prefer to see the visual, you can go on VOB's Facebook page, and that is VOB92.9 FM. VOB92.9 FM, that is the Facebook page. And always remember to follow the Barbados Fire. For those of you who are Instagram users, to follow the Barbados Fire Service Instagram page as well, at Barbados Fire Service. At Barbados Fire Service. And keep those followers growing on our page as well. So we have come, believe it or not, yes, we have come to the end of another 311 radio show. Like I said, it was going to be a mixed bag, and it definitely was a mixed bag as we said thank yous to Mr. Noel Husbands, former race walker of Barbados, who sent a lovely letter to us at the 311 family, thanking us for the job that we do on the show. And we thank him once again. We also touch on the little ones being home and some little summer tips for those parents and children who are home during this time. To those of you who are enjoying the rest of your crop over season, we wish you all the best and safety. And at the end of every 311 show, as we've come to the end, at the end of every show, we always say, fire prevention is our intention. I am Fire Allied Safety Officer Jason Collins. I have been your host. I have been solo today. Goodbye and have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.
Resilience, teaching, extinguishers, rescue and can depend on the Barbados Fire Service. 311.